We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last. Let's find a way. Turn out the lights. Come take my hand now.
We got tonight, babe.
Why don't you stay?
Bob Seger is the goat. I think I made out to more boys listening to Bob Seger than any other.
Really? Bob Seger was like your sex tape?
Yeah. And it wasn't even like we put it on to make out. It was like it naturally would just kind of come on.
When Bob Seger came on, you just made out with whoever was next to you.
Whoever was in the room. Didn't matter.
That was what Bob Seger wanted.
My love jam.
Welcome to Your Mom.
Your Mom Podcast.
Your Mom's Podcast.
This isn't any podcast. This is your mother's podcast.
My mom's podcast.
Nah, dude, she's your mom.
With Ashley Addison and Lisa McCaffrey.
Your mom is a podcast.
Shut up, dude.
It's rock and roll. All right. Rock and roll, baby. Game on. Let's go.
We are back.
Better than ever. Let's go.
Better than ever.
Eye the tiger.
Oh, eye on the prize. Lisa McCaffrey. Ashley Adamson, this is your mom. And I am not going to lie, it's a little bit of an emotional day. I couldn't figure out why I was so angry at my kids this morning. And I think it was just that I'm feeling emotional about this being our final podcast of this season. Not final podcast, yes. Period. Final podcast of this season.
Of the season, yes. This season has ended.
Yeah.
It's time for a new season, a new start.
A new fresh start. Fresher, but we are going to put a bow on the year that was, Lisa.
100%.
And maybe sing some Bob Seger or Billy Joel. But just be careful, because if you're at Lisa's house and it sounds like you've got a lot of people there, you just start making out with whoever's walking by.
Bob Seger's my love jam.
Somebody standing right next to you, go ahead and kiss whoever
it is. Excuse me, I'll be right back. This will just take a minute.
This is our 55th episode. I just looked this up. 55th episode. I know it says 50, but part of that is because we're English majors and not math majors.
At the very beginning,
I wasn't necessarily counting them all correctly, and I haven't had time to go back and change them all.
It's fine, whatever. Just round up or down.
Whatever. I took concepts in math in college. So close enough. We are English majors to the core. We were in the beginning, and we will be all the way through the end.
Yes.
But it has been, and I want to take the time that we have today to sort of just put a bow on what this year has been and reflect on some of our favorite moments, because there were a lot of them. And it was even fun for me as we were texting back and forth, and I said, let's each pick our top three moments. It's really hard to do that because there were so many great things that happened.
I started having trouble because there's so many great moments.
So then you just stopped and you didn't do the homework assignment?
I just said, F it. And I threw my notebook down and I walked away and I just did my own thing. I just went shopping, a little retail therapy. I can't do this homework assignment. It's too much.
I think there are some people we need to thank, obviously, and there are some final thoughts that I want to share. And again, to be clear, we started this thing having no idea what the hell we were doing.
Right.
We just knew
we wanted to celebrate, that moms needed to be celebrated.
Yes. They're
like, okay, so one of my favorite moments, I'm going to jump ahead first.
Go ahead.
Chris is a soothsayer. Chris is your husband. And I always go back to what he said somewhere in the middle after a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know what I'm coming to find out, said this to you, is that moms are way too hard on themselves. And he's so spot on with that. I'm like, it got me thinking. I'm like, we overanalyze our parenting. We overanalyze our kids. I think we just overthink and overanalyze. Maybe that's what makes us nurturers and people that care. But at the same time, let's not let it drive us crazy as moms and just be and just be a mom, love your
freaking
kids.
Like, amen.
He's so right. Yeah.
I know. Like, isn't it kind of annoying that we like did a year podcast on moms and it was Chris who had maybe the
totally.
Thing that was
a
the
dad
most poignant.
Has to come through and put us in our place and he's the voice of reason kind of thing.
Men just showing up.
Seriously, fixing everything.
Just fixing things. Just like, hey, if you guys weren't so hard on yourselves, you wouldn't need to start all these podcasts, give all this advice and write all these books.
He's always just thinking
about
himself.
But he was, I think about that all the time too, because we are too hard on ourselves. And I think even this podcast and the process of going through it and starting it with you and learning all the things that we learned,
it
reminded me of that, right? Because I think when we launched it, we wanted it to be perfect. And finally, and I think it was Ed who told us, your husband, you guys are paralysis by analysis. Just launch and you'll figure it out as you go, which was, we needed to hear that.
And we had several, several men that said that. They're like, just do it. Just get it out there.
I know.
And so,
I know.
And what a blessing it's been, huh?
It has been. Lisa,
you get to see me every freaking week. Such a blessing for you, isn't it?
Honestly.
Flesh, hear me.
I didn't realize, and I've said this before.
For that, Ashley?
What's that?
Do you know how many people would kill for that?
Yeah, I know. No, that's what I said. Well, hey, everybody that wants to be friends with Lisa McCaffrey, just go start a podcast. That is my advice to you.
So many people that you
there's one entry point.
You're like, holy crap, we need to take a month off because I cannot hear that grating voice.
No, I don't want to sound whatever, but how I feel, and I have said it to you directly on this podcast and many times on the phone and through text, but by far the best part of this has been the time I've gotten to spend with you. And that's we joke around about a million things all the time, but like your friendship and your support and getting to know you. I was listening to something the other day and somebody said, you know, science tells us, like research tells us, that the number one driver of happiness is meaningful connection with other people.
Totally.
And so if Ashley, nothing else, this podcast has allowed me to connect really meaningfully with you and a lot of other amazing moms.
That's 100% spot on. I know they do the blue zones. You know what those are? Blue zones in the whole world, like, are the ones where people live to 100 at least. And they go in and analyze all the blue zones. I forget. I think there's 7 of them, but don't quote me on that. And they've gone in besides, you know, the healthy eating and minimal alcohol, like all blah, blah, blah. But the one factor that all 7 of them carry through is their connection. The older people stay connected and, just like you said, have meaningful relationships. And I feel like you and I have done that first and foremost.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh, you said it the other day, like, we get on the phone and it's like, we just all of a sudden we go in these deep, deep conversations about our life, or, you know, our growing up and all these things, trying to figure, we're like almost trying to figure out the world from a parenting, a mom perspective. And it's been so wonderful. And I feel so connected and blessed. And then we parlay it with these moms, these other moms too. And oh my gosh, I've learned so much from all of them. And it's been so amazing and so wonderful. And you're doing an awesome job with your kids. And I feel like, honestly, I wasn't as bad of a mom as I thought I was.
Did you really think you were a bad mom?
I didn't think I was a bad one, but like, you wish there was like things I could have, like, I wish I'd, you know, been better, spent more time, like sat on the floor and played and maybe not yelled so much, things like that. But I'm like, you know what? In the end, it's okay. Like, you had my kids, those beautiful shout outs and stuff.
So I will say, if there was any question as to whether or not you did a good job, there are 4 human pieces of evidence walking around who are proof that you were an amazing mom and continue to be an amazing mom, because as we said at the beginning, you kind of think that once they leave the nest, you're sort of done, but you're never
right.
The worry doesn't stop.
They're
doing their own thing now, and it's a different type of parenting, but you're always a mom. You're always going to be a mom.
You are always a mom. And we've learned that from our moms too,
Know
our moms better. And that's been beautiful. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That is the thing to me. And I'm going to tell you my top 3 specific moments, but to me,
per usual,
I did my homework I assigned. But no, to me, it's the relationship with you, the relationship with these other women who we've gotten to meet because of this platform. And then probably the thing that I will be the most grateful for my entire life is these conversations, and intentionally having them has gotten me closer to my mom. My mom and I are in a better place than we have ever been. And I know you've kind of alluded to and said the same thing.
Same.
And if literally we were just in a closet talking to each other and this, no one ever heard a word that we said, if that is the outcome of this podcast, that will have been the best. I mean, that was not something that I thought when we launched was like a goal.
Right.
And it's been an amazing sort of byproduct of it. So I was literally jotting down and there were so many things, but I would say top 3 moments. Well,
okay, go.
Peggy Shanahan and manifesting Christian's trade to the Niners. Yeah. Right. And it's going to be really awesome when Christian is playing for the Niners, because then we can all just hang out together.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday night dinners. We'll go out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to speak it into existence.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can be with Lisa that much, because I did just take a short trip with her recently. And when I'm in the plane going back home, my face hurts so much from laughing.
Oh, I feel like after every podcast.
Comic.
That was beautiful.
That was one of those things that I was like, and I was listening to some of those clips the other day. And if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and listen to it. It was so damn funny, especially because I thought that I had ruined the whole episode and that I was going to have to go, you know,
go back, right.
Complete and edit re-edit all of that stuff out, because I'm like, yeah. He's either going to still be with the Panthers or he's going to have gotten traded to another team. And I was making all these jokes about how he's going to be in San Francisco, and you were being hilarious with and lo and behold, less than 48 hours later,
yeah,
it came through. So that was
magical. That was cool.
That was so
that
magical.
Was really cool. Yeah.
The Super Bowl as a whole, like
100%,
the fact that we got to go to the Super Bowl and they allowed us to go to the Super Bowl, and then we had a set, and shout out to Believe and Alex and all those guys who helped us figure it out, because we didn't know what the F we were doing.
Nope.
And it was like a magnet, like Shannon Sharp, my favorite like moment that just sticks out in my mind was Shannon blowing everybody off. He had all of these other interviews.
Two people out of the way. Wait, I got one more.
He even sat down. He's like, I've got 5 minutes, and it's for Lisa freaking McCaffrey.
We can't have him talking about my Power Ranger, buddy.
Heck no.
Everybody Hold talks about back. Everybody Hold talks about that picture when we took. I think it was at the second Super Bowl when he was on my lap.
Yep, it's the best.
I think he was like 2 years old.
Yeah,
he
might have been.
Yeah, a little mini frog.
We're gonna find there. It. We used to joke that you were his dad. That's totally.
He owes me. And he blocked for his ass. Come on.
That's right. That's right. He did. He owes
I
you.
I love him. Yes.
That was awesome. That whole time together was just, it was a feeling and magical understanding of like, oh, we're doing a real thing. And then I think obviously the most, like the emotional apex of the show, whenever we were able to make it happen, was when the kids, watching the moms watch the shout out from their kids every single time, like from, you know, Denise Rapino, Jan Kittle, Peggy Shanahan.
Yes.
All of those. And as I said earlier, you watching the four sons of yours talk about what you've done for them and what you've created for Mother's Day. Watching you watch that was like the biggest gift of all.
Hey, Mom, it's Dylan. The thing I admire most about you is just how caring you are to each and every one of us, and how willing you are to help us through any situation we find ourselves in, no matter what is asked of you. And you've given up so much for us in order for us to be happy, successful, and healthy. And I just appreciate you so much. We're all so lucky to have you as our mother. And I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
And so I think that we can't say it enough. You think that you've told your loved ones specifically why you love them and what you appreciate about them. But I guarantee you, if you pull out your phone right now, you could send a text to your mom or your dad or your brother or your spouse or your kid and tell them one thing that you haven't told them that you appreciate about them, because it will mean a lot and they will never forget it. So that to me, those were like that was the really the sweet spot of this show was being able to see that, because we don't do it. We think we do and we don't.
Right.
Okay. Did you have any more? Did you just stop and after
I just
you threw
remember,
your notebook?
I mean, pulling back from the very beginning, I mean, just loved the inception and how this thing came together. But I just remember meeting you and Annie the very first day at Starbucks.
Yes.
Before we went on our very first
show. I couldn't believe you showed up. I was with Annie. So Annie is a dear friend of mine who's a producer and who's great. And she was with us in LA when we met for the first time to go record. And I was with her at Starbucks and I'm like, is she really going to show up? Is Lisa McCaffrey really going to show up?
And I was
right
a little late, which I was sweating. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to leave me. They're not going to want me to do it, because I was got a little lost.
You almost got fired your first day.
I almost got fired before I started. Yep.
From your volunteer podcast
job. No one
would
blame you. People would understand. There's so many better moms out there to do this with. But I just remember showing up, and I remember what I was wearing.
I do too. You had a great leather jacket on.
And
you looked great.
Annie made me feel so good. She's like, you look like you belong in LA. I'm like, heck yeah, damn straight.
And
all black leather.
I remember you had these like adorable gifts for all of us. Like, I mean, it was you. That was a magical day.
That day was so
good. And shout out to Chris Darnold, who we've thanked before, but she was our very first mom who said yes to us and came and met us and drove up.
And I mean, and look at this. Sam is now playing with Christian again. So I get to reconnect with Chris, and we've been texting back and forth. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Maybe we should have her to start launch season 2.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see if we can get her back on.
Chris Darnold 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
No, I do. And there's just so many of those memories. And I think the other thing that's cool is that we have sort of an audio video diary of this year of our lives.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, one day when we go back and listen to this, there were so many different things that happened along the way and stories and little whatever.
Yeah.
And we have, that's all good. That all is going to live somewhere on the internet.
Somewhere. Exactly.
And so Collins and Cora, I apologize because I don't take for granted that I shared a lot of your stories here without your consent. So that's what you get for being 6 and 4 years old.
Well,
you didn't sign. There were no waivers to sign. I own all of your rights.
Along those lines, I think I should apologize to my perfect baby angels that I love dearly and owe so much because I have used them for fodder up, down, left, and right, made endless fun of them. And thank God they all are good sports
because they are good
sports. Now they're all still talking to me. Yep. Even though I announced Christian sleeps with a blanket. So anyway, they all still talk to me. So that's good.
You know what? Yeah. If you can talk about your kids for a year on a podcast and that your relationship is still good with them, then that's, I'd say,
all good in the world.
That's
a
win.
I'm glad I taught them to take a joke. Never take yourself too seriously.
Amen to that. You have to that. Yeah. Oh my God. No, it's true. I think I don't take for granted that there were a lot of people, including my own parents, Chris, my kids, that we did. Thank you for allowing us to share some of your stories. I don't take for granted that these conversations impact them, and who knows how they're going to impact my young impressionable children one day. But I will say, my friend, I have a dear friend who said to me, Therese, who the other day I was kind of wrestling with a lot of this stuff. I was just kind of talking to her about the podcast and what we were going to do next, and that it was, you know, the irony of having a podcast about being a good parent and the fact that it also takes a lot of my time away from being a parent. So that's not lost on me. And she said, well, here's what I'll say. We all wound our kids in some way. And so why not have the wounds from mom be that she really went for it? And if are the wounds,
right?
Like, because you saw that your mom went for it and tried to do a thing and tried to make a thing and tried to create meaningful conversations. Like,
right.
If we all wound our kids, why not have that be the wound? So I appreciated
that.
That's
not such a bad wound if you really think about it.
Yeah.
I have to say, both of us, like, I know when I joke about my kids, and I know, you know, you tell stories, it's out of love. It really is. Like, I promise. Like, yeah, things happen, but they're funny. And I don't know, they're out of love. And
totally.
You're trying to have other women relate and realize it's okay to mess up or yell if you have to every now and then. But I don't know. It's not, I don't feel like it's like anything we've done has been malicious.
No. Nice. It's all, I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And it's one of those, well, we'll find out, I guess. We'll have a couple of research projects.
Time will tell.
And time will tell.
Put some money aside for therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all good just in case, but yeah.
Remember also the very first virtual episode that we did, because again, a reminder that, like, I really didn't know what the hell I was doing when we launched. And so we bought these mics and, like,
right.
I'm saying, you know, my friend Sam, God bless you, Sam, who went to your house to, like, set it up for you.
The nicest man. I love Sam.
Sam is the best. And the very first virtual interview that we did, because we're like, well, we can't do all of these in person, clearly, because we don't have that in the budget. And so we set up this virtual one, and Marsha Leaf, Ryan Leaf's mom, was the first virtual one.
Yes.
And poor you Marcia. Couldn't even log into your computer because you didn't know the password.
I just bought a new computer, forgot what my password was, completely spaced
you were
on my
panicked.
I was sweating. Oh my gosh.
I was like, it's so okay. Calm. I know. I'm like, we're going to call. And you called Apple, or I called Apple. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And they got you back in. And
whoever
worked,
was on the other line with. So kind and so patient, which is a good lesson. She walked me through. It took like 30 minutes, but we got it up and running.
You
got
were
that mouse in the basement
panicked.
Running on that wheel.
I mean, it was like, it was such panic that it was like, I think we're going to have to cancel the podcast. Like,
yes,
this
seriously,
isn't, this is too much.
Gosh, I know.
So it is ironic that today on our almost year anniversary of doing this, that it took us 20 minutes
to get. Yeah. We've been so good We were on a sort of a roll, like no technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bam, right in the kisser.
So, I know.
And it
I
was
know.
Your fault, right? It was your fault.
It was my fault. I own all of it. That's what teammates do. I do own
my
all
mute,
of it.
My mute button wasn't on my computer. I'm like, it was your fault.
Checking my
not
mic.
Mine.
I'm replugging everything. I'm restarting my computer. Oh, just turn your audio on your computer. But hey, we're here and it's working and we did it. So I am freaking proud of us, Lisa McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. We said we were going to do this for a year. We committed to it. And again, this is not goodbye. This is not the end. But
nope.
For this current structure, this edition of it, we're going to take a couple months off and regroup and relaunch. We've already got some plans in the works for what season 2.0 of Your Mom is going
to
look
like. So
go
take all of the stuff you've learned and apply it to your parenting skills, because it's summer and kids are out of school. Apply it now.
You've got a lot of practice.
The two things you probably learned on this year-long podcast, and apply it to summer. So,
yeah, because now, that's when your kids are really going to be annoying. That's the thing. Right. There were so many moments that I like caught myself. I'm like, okay, someone just told me about this moment. Like, okay, take a breath.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, enjoy stop the doing time. The dishes and go play with. I mean, I think that was Marsha Leaf, or maybe it was, I can't remember. Maybe it was Marilyn Plummer, Jake Plummer's mom, who said, the dishes and all the things on your to-do list can wait. Go play with your kid when they ask you to play, because it's a small window when they still want you to play.
Right.
And there were moments that, and I'm not great at it still, because I'm like, well, who the F is going to do the dishes if I'm not?
Chris. Where the hell's Chris? He's busy, like, you know, thinking of these like really deep things.
Yeah. Well, he's downstairs playing Legos. And I'm like,
yeah, he's doing it.
No, he actually is amazing at playing with the kids. But I have tried to get better at it, because I'm like, yeah, you're only going to want to ask me so many times. I went on a field trip with Collins the other day. I think I told you this.
Yes.
And he wanted to sit next to me on the bus. And I'm like, man, this might be the last field trip I ever go on, partly because don't ever sign up to go on a field trip.
Yeah, don't. I don't know where you didn't get that
you told
memo.
Me.
But
I missed that. I missed that memo on this podcast.
Yeah, don't ever sign up for field trips. Kids usually don't care. They're so excited about the field trip that they don't care that much if your mom's there. If you're there, they'll be excited. But
yeah. He wanted to sit next to me, and I'm like, this is probably the last time he's going to want to. He would rather sit next to me than his friends.
That's cute. You don't need to be there.
Yeah, yeah. So I checked that off the list, and now I don't need to.
Did you hear about Ed's field trip the one time he went? I made him go.
No.
It was in elementary school. He went to the zoo. I think he was with Dylan. And he had a group. Everybody had a little group. And each group, he had, I don't know, like six kids in his group. And I don't even think he paid attention when the teachers were giving the lecture on what to do. First thing he did is he goes to the snack bar, he got them all high on snow cones, which you weren't allowed to do. No sugar. Yeah, got him. The kids loved him. Running around like banshees, crazy, crazy, crazy. All the other moms were so mad at him. I think like one of them said, you know what? He shouldn't be a chaperone anymore. It was out of control. He didn't know. He didn't listen, because he's, you know, whatever. Gave him on. He got a huge thing of popcorn for himself. Yeah.
I remember something very similar of a dad in the kindergarten
class.
All
passed out.
Bought
passed
cotton out candy for everybody.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Giants game. And I'm like, you're taking these kids home.
Right.
Like,
and all the other kids in the other group were like mad because they didn't get it.
Yeah.
And all the other, their chaperones were mad because they gave it to, because he gave it to them. So yeah, he did not make a lot of friends that trip.
But yeah. No.
His belly was full. That's all he cared about. And the kids were happy. His group was happy.
Beggars can't be choosers. If you're going to go. Yeah. Well, good for you, Ed. That's what I'm going to do. If I go on another field trip, I'm just going to sugar them all
just
up.
Just load them up.
Yeah, no, it's been an awesome ride, and shout out to everyone along the way. I think we need to especially thank, I mentioned Believe and Alex and Eric and Bron, and all those guys have been awesome. We've had a lot of questions and a lot of needs, and they've helped guide us. So thank you guys for being awesome partners. Juan Huerta, I need to shout you out, my man.
Oh yeah. I owe
talk
him money.
About just a guy. You owe him money. All right.
We'll pay the record. Yeah. I just saw that this morning. Sorry, Juan. We'll leave.
Juan, we'll get that to you. Juan, I would just email Juan at the beginning of the week and be like, here's what we've got. Can you help? Can you this? And
can you make it sound coherent?
He would always come through, and he made our YouTube video so much better. And he was a dear friend of mine from the Pac-12 network. And it's been awesome to be able to work with him again. So Juan, we love you and thank you.
Thanks, Juan.
And Lily, who helped us out in social media during the month of May, just hilarious and a badass and makes everything better. So if you saw that our social content got better for a few weeks, it was 1000% because of Lily and
not us.
Not us.
Go Lily.
Go
Lily rocks.
Lily, go. And thank you. And I mean, there were just, yeah, there were so many people who took our phone calls and helped us figure out, you know, I think about Seth, who,
oh my gosh,
from NBC,
yes.
who just, I mean, there were a lot of people who gave us so much
love
advice.
Love you, Seth.
We love you, Seth.
Thanks, Seth.
And Kim Neal, who was going to hop on here. I don't see her, but she has been, again, another dear friend of mine who I used to work with the Pac-12. Who
she has championed us in this podcast, and she believes in us. She makes us, like, she makes me feel confident. I love her. So
I agree.
Appreciate her.
I totally agree. And she's got a sales background and has introduced us to so many people and helped us, you know, the Super Bowl sponsorships, and has just been a great champion and friend and thought partner and all of those things. So thank you, Kim, for believing in us like nobody else. And if we mention those sponsorships, we got to thank FlexPower. Heather, Owen, Terrell, you guys are the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And can we talk about your Emmy real quick? I forgot, because off the air, Ashley's constantly talking about her Emmy. I don't know if people out there know this, but Ashley has an Emmy.
Two. And now I have two.
Do you have two? I thought you were nominated.
No, we just won. The one that I sent you guys the other day, we won.
Oh, you actually won that?
Yeah.
Holy
and what
crap,
was great
I'm
about it? What was great about it was that it was Sarah Thompson, who was a guest on our show.
Yes.
Whose son Bryson, and again, that's
a great
she's
episode.
A great episode and an amazing woman.
As parents, we take our kids to the doctor for an ear infection, and they give you amoxicillin, and they send you home, and it takes the ear infection away. We didn't have the understanding of these neurological disorders and that they are so difficult. And it is like shooting darts at a board. And we were like, this is not, just give us something to make it stop. We just need it to stop. And they couldn't do that. And that was the most frustrating thing to come to terms with. And we're still fighting that. We still wholeheartedly, we have to stay positive in this world that we're in. And we feel like there's something out there. We just haven't found it yet. There's something out there that is going to help him. And that is going to allow him to live the life that he wants and deserves. We just have to, as parents, keep fighting to find that.
That was, to me, the best part of that, Emmy in particular, was it was their story. You know, and I told you that. I said, this is Bryson's Emmy. This is, we were lucky to share the story, but this is totally your guys' story. We just happen to be the ones that put it together. But that's, you know, it's weird. I was looking at some old notes, Lisa, that you bring this up. And it was almost exactly a year ago that I wrote down in this little notebook that I have of just like quotes and ideas that I figured out that I think my life goal, like as simply as I can put it, is that I want to help make people feel understood. And the way that you do that is by making sure that they know that their story matters. And the way you do that is by telling it. So that's what this podcast does. That's the best part of my job at Pac-12 Network. That's when I feel like I'm doing work that matters and that is meaningful to me and fills my cup and hopefully, you know, other people's as well. And that Emmy is an example of why, you know, making sure that people do understand that their stories matter because they really do.
Which
and
Emmy?
Telling them makes them understand that in a way.
Which Emmy, the first or the second Emmy?
I mean, both, but.
Emmy Ashley. So from now on, it's Emmy Ashley. Right?
Yeah, two-time
Ashley
award.
Emmy.
Yeah, two-time Emmy.
Interchangeable. But along those lines, Ashley, you, like these stories that you just said, that is so, because I wrote down some notes about you. And the first thing I said was your empathy is your superpower. Oh. And it's so inspiring. And you have made me more empathetic. And I mean, like, for example, if I ever, I bitch a lot to you. Sorry.
No, you don't.
Well, some, not a lot, but it's some. Like how about this? Every time I've ever bitched to you about it or complained or had an issue, you take it. You hear me more than anyone. Like immediately upon meeting you, you would hear the issue and you would turn it around and make it okay, turn it into a positive, or else you'd send me a podcast on that exact subject, or you'd send me to somebody that knew how to handle whatever the issue is. And it's literally, I've like never met somebody that's cared that much. Mm. Like all my friends here are just bitches. They're just a bunch of bitches. They don't care. They don't give a rat's ass. No, they hear me. They're like, okay, next, give me another drink. I'm kidding completely. I love my friends, but
you have great friends.
You took it to the next level. Like you literally try to help. And that's why you're so good at what you do. You are an amazing reporter, and people sense that. And so when I talk to you, that's probably why I have diarrhea of the mouth. I just explain, open up so much to you, more than anybody like in the world, because I truly feel like you care and you listen and it's beautiful. And gosh, I appreciate that. And that's a superpower. Having empathy is literally a superpower. And you've made me try to be more like you. And gosh, what a role model you are. And you know what? Your kids are so lucky to have you as their mom. They really are. And one day they'll appreciate it, because I know that they feel your love because you have that superpower. So,
I mean, it took 55 episodes, but you made me cry. Yeah. So thank you for all
of that. On you. Okay. Sorry. I forgot to mention in that paragraph that you have two Emmys, because I know we have to keep bringing that up just in case people didn't know. Not one. Did you think it was one Emmy? Nope. Mm-mm. Two Emmys.
Lisa, I love you. Thank you. That means the world to me. And
sincere. And of course I have to always make a joke.
But I do. It means a lot. And that's why thank you. And you do all the same for me. Like I've told you this before. You make me laugh like literally no one I have ever met. Sorry to all of my really funny friends, because I have a lot of funny friends, but I've never laughed more.
I just all my friends there were so many, like, we just have each other
text
now,
messages that I would be looking at this and I'd be like like dying. And you give me confidence texting. You said yes to this idea that I had percolating in my brain for so many years, and you saying yes and showing up and like not saying, hey, I'm done with this. This is exhausting. We're not like enough. Like, you committed and you showed up and you were freaking awesome. And we all need people in our lives who do those things. And you are that and have been that for me in spades over the next year. And I know will continue to be for the rest of my life, because whether or not we have this podcast or not, like, you're stuck with me officially. I have your number. I know where you live.
You too. Look out. Watch your back. You can hide, but I'll find you.
But I just knew from the very first moment that we, when we met in LA, and then really, truly, the first time I came to your house and we recorded those, those episodes back last July, that we both were, it was just like full, verbal diarrhea of like all of the things. And you ask a lot of questions that I have never been asked before and make me think about a lot of things. And you help me with my kids so much and help me realize, like, it's okay. Don't sweat this. Like, that isn't important. That's okay. It's fine. And I need that much. So, whew, man, you got me on that one. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I love you. And I'm excited for what's next. I really am. We're going to do, if anybody out there has ideas or wants to partner on some things, we are having a lot of different conversations right now to figure out exactly where this thing is going to go. But it's going to go somewhere. I know that. And
because you have two Emmys.
Yeah. I mean, and I need a third, right?
Right.
Because
it's all about the awards. That's all you care about.
I'm just trying to get
the accolades.
Just trying to get some more accolades.
Enough about me. Let's talk about my accomplishments.
Two Emmys.
Yeah. Two.
But I am also, I should say, I'm excited for the next year. I know it's a weird time with the Pac-12 right now, and people ask me all the time, like, what the hell's going to happen? I have no idea what's going to happen. And maybe by the time this actually airs.
Can I ask one question about the Pac-12? Because I'm a voyeur and I'm a big fan. So I have the National Enquirer on my phone really quick. Sure. They just asked me and I want to get back to him. Kidding. Is CU really going to the Big 12?
Not,
is that a rumor?
That is a rumor. I think that every single school is exploring every option, and
every
option they should. And that's what, you would do, and you would think you would do. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the Big 12 offers them more than what the Pac-12
they're getting now
continue to offer them. I hope. I don't know. I'm saying all of this, so everybody chill out there.
Have no insight.
The only insight that I have is that the fact that the schools are still together right now, I think is a win, considering that there isn't a media rights deal, and that they've survived. It's been almost exactly 1 year. June 30th was when it was announced that USC and UCLA were leaving. The fact that it's been a full year and the 10 have stuck together despite the Big 12's best efforts and some other people's best efforts to break it up. Like, I think that bodes well. Now, until something is signed, we saw what the alliance, what like the handshake deal with, the ACC and the Big Ten did previously. So until something is signed, you never know.
Okay.
I hope with all my heart Colorado stays. I love this league, Lisa. I feel so lucky to have covered it for 11 years. And I feel so grateful that I get to do one more year. And I don't know what's going to come after that. You know, the Pac-12 network isn't going to exist in its current form. I think we all know that. But very rarely in this industry that I work in, do you get to see the finish line? Like, do you get to understand where the finish line is? And we have that. And so this year, it's like senior year of high school or senior year of college. Like,
right.
Soak it up. I'm going to enjoy it. I feel right. I've met like my best friends in the world. It's the reason I know you. And it's been literally the biggest.
And the reason you have two Emmys.
And the reason I wouldn't have two Emmys if it wasn't for the Pac-12. So that's why I really love this conference.
We have to mention
I'm excited to enjoy it. I'm excited to enjoy this
good.
Year.
And all and the I people, also love the Pac-12. Yeah. I feel indebted to them. They gave me my start, I guess, in life with soccer and a great education. And my son was benefited, and as did my husband. So I love the Pac-12. So hopefully it can stay in some form and eventually turn it around and be a really big powerhouse.
I believe that they can. And I think college sports right now, and you know this as well as anybody, it's a wild time. It's just
in flux, I would say.
It is in flux. And we literally don't have enough time to go into all of those dynamics and those things, nor does anybody probably want to hear them hashed out. I will just say for those, you know, parents who are helping their kids navigate getting to, you know, figuring out where they're going to go to college.
You should call Bijan Robinson's aunt. Yeah. Because she knows how to navigate it.
She does. No kidding, Clarissa.
For real. Hire her to help you navigate it.
Amen to that. And we were hoping she was going to pop on, and now officially, hold on, let's see if I can do this. There she is, Kim Neal.
Yay.
In the house. We were just singing your praises.
Oh, my praises?
Your praises, yeah.
This is Kim Neal. She doesn't have an Emmy, but she's a rock star in her own right. Nor two Emmys.
Oh my gosh. I may not have an Emmy, but I do have something, and I was trying to figure out how to say it.
That's what we've been doing for a year, trying to figure out how to say things on this podcast. Yes, so however you're going to say it, great, we can edit it.
We've basically been trying to figure out how to talk about her Emmy. Emmys. Sorry, two.
So I'm sure you can see this. My son won a tournament, a soccer tournament. And
so basically we're just going to brag about our
kids.
Go
back in.
Yeah, we're just going to brag about our kids.
Cool.
But
my son lost the Heisman, but that's cool.
You know how they are like so inclusive about everything these days. So like he wasn't even at the tournament. It was the weekend. He had the theater, but like they pass it to each kid. But this is what the moms did before with the trophy. Can you see that?
You're going to have to explain it.
No,
to
I can. Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. So that's the trophy.
That's good parenting.
Getting passed off.
Is that a bottle of wine?
And that's a bottle of wine. And
did everybody get to, like, was it like the Stanley Cup?
Going you guys, into like, the trophy.
So you guys all drank wine out of the trophy.
And I'm sure that's super sanitary.
Yeah. Just that mom and I.
Is that
just the two of you? That's it.
Is that like a herpes that I see on you? I wasn't sure what that knew.
That is a full on face breakout because there is nothing smooth in my life right now.
Okay, time out. So Kim, you have really quick, because you have two kids. They're awesome. Boy and girl.
Beckett and Riley. They're adorable. Yep. I love them. And we have all the hand-me-down clothes.
Riley is 10 and had a meltdown this morning, like insane. And then Beckett is 8 and he was calm, cool, collected until he comes home with something today. My mom's here recovering.
How is your mom doing? Your mom is...
She is... such a trooper. She is doing so much better. She is like on her medicine and has a great attitude and is awesome.
And she has a great daughter.
That's a podcast right there. Yeah. Taking care of aging parents.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when you're trying, you're also a caretaker to your kids. You're a mom. That's a really difficult time.
I just keep apologizing to her. I'm like, was I like this? God, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean...
Yeah, it makes you appreciate your mom. Yeah.
And then she will never appreciate your kids.
I was like, well, we know that's not true.
What did she say? Sorry.
I'm perfect. I was perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, clearly.
Wow. Drinking a lot in those days.
Love it. Good. You got through it. Oh, good. Congrats.
You got through it. You're an amazing daughter. She is lucky to have you. Your Riley and Beckett will at some point appreciate and understand mm-hmm. what a
but
great
more important congrats on winning the tournament that's
and congrats
amazing.
On winning the tournament that your son didn't play in and getting to drink wine out of the cup. That's freaking awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's doing it right. That is doing it right. I don't know what right looks like, but that's
yeah that's I there. Show up and I have a big fucking trophy in my
it's the best. Go. Okay, well we were just going through and we've already gone longer than the plan was, which is what we do in every episode, so this is a perfect way to close it out. But we were given our top moments. Do you have any, even if like behind the scenes, any favorite memories or moments from the past? Because you've been in it with us.
Oh, how much time do you have?
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing is it's just a podcast, so we've got as much time.
We can edit, yeah. And if you talk about, you know, if you don't mention Ashley's Emmys, we can we'll edit you
we
out.
We can edit that out, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not going to be on this podcast, right?
Oh yeah, you're on the podcast right now.
Yeah,
this
is, so you know, in the contract, you have to mention Ashley's Emmys every 5 minutes in the show. So you know
oh, did
that,
you not
right?
think that this was recording? Yeah, this is you're on you're oh, you're literally on your mom. Kim Neal, welcome to your mom.
Okay,
yeah,
no, sorry, you may suck because can I put any makeup on? Because
no, come on,
you look great.
What mom puts makeup on? I didn't start putting a lot of makeup on till
she's gone.
My kids all left the house. And then I'm like, then I pile it on. Now I'm a cake face. But so I finally was able to look in the mirror. I'm like, whoa, should have been doing this years ago. Anyway.
So you do have the trophy. Okay, there we go.
Ashley, bring out your Emmys. Ashley.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess
pull those up. Let's go. Yeah. Come on.
Do you want my beauty pageant awards from when I was younger?
Did you do pageants?
Photogenic? Would you like to wrap?
Did you do pageants, Kim?
Honest. My mom might have made me do one.
Did you win it?
It was terrifying. It was horrible.
But you did it. I'm impressed you tried. Those are, yeah. I mean, we can sit here and like kind of laugh at pageants and stuff, but those things are freaking intense.
Dude, that's I think that's, I've learned that from when we talked to Olivia Colpo's mom.
Yeah, they're
it's
intense.
Like, there's, you can't dismiss what, you know, you
I'm
think about beauty pageants
that
and that, but that is a competition. I mean, that takes a lot.
Good job. Way better, Kim. Yeah. Way to put that hair down. Yes. Yes. Way better. Good job.
The problem is when you're really far away, now we can't hear you as well. So
Need to come a little closer. And Ashley, can you fix that fucked up eye? Remember
I can't. That's how my eye looks. Okay, Kim, any favorite behind the scenes memories or moments? What do you got?
Oh, okay. It actually goes way back to the OG. I don't know, Lisa, if you have heard the story, but I was able to have lunch with Ashley the day before you guys ever met to record this first podcast.
Uh-oh.
She was in LA. Mm-hmm. She was super excited and could not believe that this was coming to fruition. And she's like, I don't know what to expect. I think I'm going to love this woman. And I'm basically scared shitless because I don't know how to do this. And you guys, I listened to your first, I listened to the tease and then you had Sam Darnold's mom on. And I was like, immediately, I was walking and I was like, they have the most amazing chemistry. And Lisa, I didn't know much about you.
Nice. No one does.
And
now they do.
And now.
Not a lot to know. I don't have an Emmy.
I mean, it's early. But I have been so impressed. You guys have done such a good job complimenting each other, and it's just been a fun experience. And then for you, Lisa, I'm pretty sure it's the earthquake and Julie Foudy, that connection. That one was special because I've known her for a long time, obviously from ESPN. But just understanding you
that Lisa was a virgin in college.
And
oh my god,
you're a virgin in college, and you know, like, it's totally fine. You know, people in moments of tragedy, they say things.
The earthquake moved the earth so much that I like fell into the fence, and I thought like I was dizzy from heading the ball. Then I looked up and there are waves, like the actual earth was in waves. You could see it moving like that. And Lisa,
you're such a bitch.
Can we not have her on, please? Can we?
I'm loving Lisa. This.
Where's Brandi Chastain? She'd be a way better guest.
Lisa's like, do not let me die a virgin on this field. I am going to fall into the crack and die.
And then, hey, I've never been in an earthquake. Calm down. I thought the world.
I am dying right now.
Right. I thought I had to like do a confession, you know, get through the.
Of course. You're like, I want to be on the right side of this thing, right? I want to be on the right side.
I want the side with the food and the harvest.
And the men. That's the men, I don't right. have to die a virgin.
Like to procreate and eat. That's all my priorities. Back to basics. Back to basics right. there.
And, you know, smack dab in the middle, I would say that I'm also super proud of you guys and what you did at the Super Bowl and how that came together. And that's really, Lisa, how we met. But, right. I mean, you took that on. Like, from what I saw and what I heard, you guys were the place to be at the Super Bowl. And there was as much surrounding you as the players.
Yes, the Kelce who? I mean, freaking Mahomes, what?
You know, like
Jalen Hurts, what? No.
Right? Yeah. And you're like, hey, how can I, my son is, he plays football. How can he like get me?
Oh yeah, that was the best.
Oh, that was so good. And the type of people that you had on, I think that's where I'm most impressed. Yeah. Is the diversity of conversations that you are willing to have, really tough conversations that
and pulling on that they were willing to share too. I mean, my goodness, wow. I'm so appreciative of them telling their stories and opening up, and it helps so many people relate and just know there's other people out there going through things and it's going to be okay ultimately. You know, I love that.
As we were doing our thank yous, I'm really glad that you brought that up, Kim and Lisa, that you underscored it, because I think that's like 1A of people we need to thank were the guests who came on and were super vulnerable with us. I mean, there was a lot that was shared that I think it was cathartic. I think it's cathartic for people to talk about it. But until we interviewed our own moms, because everyone kept being like, yeah, you guys are getting people to bare their souls. What about you
What
guys?
About you?
But it is. It's, you know, there's a reason why it was that we held on to your mom's interview for 6 months or whatever, however long it was, because it was kind of like, okay, what do we want to do with this? Where do we want to go? How much do we want to keep in? And to both you and your mom's credit, we kept in basically everything. And same thing with my mom. Like, there was just a lot of vulnerability wrapped up in any time you have these types of conversations. So amen to that. Thank you for saying that, Kim, because that's
you absolutely have encouraged me to ask those questions of my family in those moments, because I completely took for granted the fact that I had my mom and, you know, she got sick and she's doing better. But even in that time, around Mother's Day, I sat down with her and I asked her a ton of things, and it was just her house. And I was going around the house and say, what does this mean to you? What does that mean to you? I never would have done that. Like, I have learned so much from this. And I think that's really important. And laughing hysterically, because moms do like to overshare, and I love it.
You know what else? My Dylan the other day, my son, started talking about my mom. And he's asking questions. Oh, it came up that we have, like, my mom's from Ocala, Florida originally. So it's technically the South. And because he had like had a Southern drawl pop out, and someone asked him, where'd you get that? And he was saying, and I'm like, no, Dylan, you don't understand. My grandmother had a Southern drawl, and you need to ask. And he's like, oh my gosh, I need to sit down and talk to Big Mama and ask her these questions. I'd like to know these questions, like where she came from. I'm like, Dylan, that's what our whole podcast is about. Go do it right now. Go do it. Ask her these questions. So anyway, so it's trickling down to the next generation.
I love that.
Which is good. So that's good.
I think people need to understand that. Like, there is nothing is guaranteed. Life is a gift. And
right.
never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So, you know, It is.
Never regret having these conversations.
Absolutely.
I know that for a fact.
Unless your mom like sits up and like starts throwing things at you and calls you a bitch and don't ever talk to me again, then you might regret it. But short of that, these are great conversations that open things up. And
well, then you know where you are. Then you know where
you're right. Then you at least have a new data point. So that can be helpful too as you move along through your life.
You guys.
Yeah. Oh, I just love you both so much. And I'm like, so grateful for both of you in every single way. And I can go on and on and on, and I won't because I already have, but I just thank you both for like believing in this little idea and making it a thing. Like you guys, it wouldn't have been a thing if it wasn't for both of you and a lot of the other people that we mentioned, but you two have really stayed the course and hung in, and I don't know what's going to be next, but I know it's going to be great. And I think there's going to be something to that you guys both just alluded to, which is how can we help people record and ask these questions and get these, you know, be intentional about conversations with people, because it's the thing that I am so lucky that my kids one day when I'm not here are going to be able to come back and listen to this, you know? And be able to hang out with me a little bit.
Cora and Collins, your mom has 2 Emmys. Don't forget 2. Did you think it was 1, Cora?
No matter how bad of a mom I was, no matter 2. How much I yelled this morning, no matter how mad I get that you just can't put your freaking shoes on. How many times do you think in your lifetime did you say, put your shoes on? Like, I think that's the thing. I think those words I've said more than any other sentence.
My children just came out of the womb knowing how to put their shoes on. Tying. Yeah. Yes, they just, it was just a miracle. I've never yelled at my children ever.
Yeah.
No. Of course not.
Lisa, do you want to sing any songs at the end here, or what's your
let's see. Well, you know I always go back to my bestest Taylor, but
yeah.
I don't know. Help. Should we a nursery rhyme for old time's sake?
Kim, do you have any requests?
Kim.
I did start singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to Beckett because you reminded me of that on one of the
And was he into it or not really?
He loved it. It was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told you I asked my kids if they remember me singing, because I used to sing like for 30 minutes to get their little asses in sleep. I would sing nursery rhymes and none of them remember. I'm like, okay, yeah. Whatever. So didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes it lands and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what? I will say this is the most annoying thing. You can't choose what your kids are going to remember. The stuff that like Collins will reflect back to me, I'm like, how is that what you remember from that moment or that conversation? Or like, how is that the thing that stuck in your head?
Right.
And these core memories, you do all these things that are like, oh, this is so, but like they don't, you don't get to choose what they remember and what they record in those little brains, which is so annoying.
Like, that's true.
Remember the good stuff. Not the yelling.
Right. They will. They'll tune that out. Don't worry. Yeah. Just show them your Emmys.
Tune it out. Yes.
All right. Anyway. Well, we love all of you, our listeners. That's actually probably we should have started with. That's who we should have thanked. Yeah. Everybody who has listened to one single second of the show. And if you're still listening to this final goodbye episode, then you are amongst like the very, very elite, dedicated, loyal listeners. And we love you very much. Yeah. But it's been so fun to hear from everybody and to reconnect
and
with people. And
still keep listening though, and go back and listen to past episodes.
Go back and listen to past episodes. The downloads all matter. Download. Yeah. Wait, we need more listeners.
One thing to add really quickly. My husband took Beckett a birthday party on Sunday, and they were writing things down for the magician. I don't know exactly what it was, but a couple of them were whispering, and they handed the guy the paper, and the paper said, "Your mom."
No way.
So we have gotten through. We have now reached the eight-year-olds
are now tuning in. Now we have new generation of fans. So let's keep it clean, ladies.
Well, I will say too, my nephew, shout out to one of my nephews, and I won't name his name because he did not give me permission to tell the story, but there was a kid in the school bullying his sister and saying some really awful mean things. And he came back with a "your mom" joke that shut him right up.
Oh, that's
and good. I don't know that my brother was like all that psyched, but I was like, I think he nailed it. Like, I think a your mom joke is just what you need in that to put that little punk in his place. So
love it.
You know, I don't know if I'm supposed to encourage that behavior, but sometimes
it's necessary. It works. Come on.
Sometimes it works.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, I love you guys.
On that note,
thanks for listening. Your mom signing off for season one. We will be back with season two. We love you all. Thank you. Thank you for being on this journey with us. And Kim, sorry that we kind of surprised you there.
Yes.
But congrats on that soccer win.
Yeah. Is there any wine left? Why don't you chug the rest of that wine in there?
I will be drinking it like the Spanish ones you do later. Like
the long arm?
Yeah.
The long pull?
I love it.
Yeah, long arm.
Like a beer bong.
Yeah.
You should tell Beckett to not play in more soccer tournaments so that you get the opportunity to do.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I love you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Happy summer.